Question is that we say we have free will. So if we have some free will, so what is the jurisdiction of our free will? And how can we exercise this free will properly? That's a very good question. So now the jurisdiction is determined by our past karma. The Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter talks about kshetra and kshetraja. Kshetra is a field. So just as a poor farmer may have a small field and a wealthy landlord may have a huge field. So like that, all of us as souls have different levels of influence. So some people may have a very attractive, charismatic personality. And when they talk and when they conduct themselves, they are able to influence many other people. And some other people may have a may not have such charisma. So they're not able to influence so many people. Why is this difference like that? This itself is an example of how people have different jurisdictions for how they can exercise their freedom. And this, so the jurisdiction that we get over which we can exercise our free will, that is determined by our past karma. So now, just like an ant, its jurisdiction is very small. You can just move from here to there. Elephant, you know, when it has got a body which is so big that it can crush so many things under its feet also. It's a different body with a different kind of influence. So why does one soul have an ant's body, another soul have an elephant's body? That's based on past karma. So our kshetra essentially connotes our jurisdiction of influence. And that is determined by our karma. Now, the various spiritual paths, such as the path of karma or jnana or yoga, progress in those paths depends on how much control we have over our kshetra. Now, if I have a lot of intelligence and if I have a lot of control over my intellectual faculty, then I can do a lot of speculation and follow the path of jnana. If I have a lot of control over my body and I can perform austerities, then I can follow the path of yoga. But the glory of the path of bhakti is, you know, how much control we have doesn't matter. What we do with what control we have, that is what matters. So, you know, Hanuman, when he was building a bridge for Lord Ram, the Setu, he was able to carry giant boulders. The squirrel was carrying just some little grains. But Lord Ram accepted both their services, both of them. And both of them he blessed. Bhakti takes us direct beyond whatever influence we may have to what we do with that influence. That's why as devotees, you know, we don't bother about how much control we have, what is the jurisdiction of our control. We focus on what is the direction in which we are utilizing the control. So if I have good singing ability, I use it for singing for Krishna. If I don't have good singing ability, that does not mean that I can't advance in bhakti. Still, I can express my bhakti in some other way. And I can make spiritual advancement. Which also, we don't have. That is the beauty of bhakti, that it does not depend on any material factors. So by learning to love Krishna in the association of devotees, and then expressing our bhakti in whatever way is possible for us, we can best use our freedom and attain an eternal destination.